These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 12th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be partly sunny, with a high near 63. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 51. In local news, Roseville is one of the happiest cities in America, according to a new study from the University of Pennsylvania. In a study of the country's 164 largest cities, Roseville ranked 7th in the nation. California cities ranked well in the report, largely because of the state's high household incomes. The cities that made the top 10 also had high marriage rates and lower percentages of people living below the poverty line. Sunnyvale took the top spot on the list. It was followed by Arlington, Virginia, and Bellevue, Washington, then another California city, Fremont. Roseville ranked in 7th place for its relatively low cost of living. The city also had low violent crime rates, increasing its desirability. Roseville was followed by San Jose, Santa Clarita, and Irvine. Placer County's biggest city has also been recognized by Money Magazine in recent years and one of the best places to live in the U.S. In business news, popular home goods retailer Bed Bath & Beyond will close more than 100 stores across the country, including one in Sacramento, as it faces financial troubles. The chain is known for selling furniture, home products, and for its subsidiary, Bye Bye Baby, a baby merchandise chain. There are 62 Bed Bath & Beyond stores in California, according to its website, and it will be closing 15. In total, it is closing 126 stores across the country, including a handful of Bye Bye Baby stores. The company announced that its sales are down due to lowered customer traffic and reduced inventory. It stated that it is looking at ways to refinance its debt, such as reducing business activities and filing for bankruptcy. It is unclear when the stores will close. According to Business Insider, the retailer said it aims to shutter the locations sometime around the end of February. The Bee reached out to Bed Bath & Beyond, inquiring about final business dates and staffing. In an email response to the Bee, the company replied, "Store closing sales will commence and continue over the next few months." The Sacramento store at 3611 North Freeway Boulevard in Natomas is closing. In California news, the war is on, Governor Gavin Newsom versus Representative Kevin Kiley and the House Republicans, and it's ugly. Republican Kiley of Rockland, on his fourth day in office, had his say, tweeting and writing on his blog vowing to make Newsom's life difficult. "What this verbal slugfest portends is a war of words likely to go on and on. But it's probably not going to have a huge effect on how Congress treats California." Republicans now control the House for the first time in 4 years, but Democrats still rule the Senate. And in the House, the state will have some important champions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and his family have deep roots in Bakersfield. Republican Representative David Valadao of Turlock is likely to be a member of the House Appropriations. Newsom and McCarthy have had a cordial relationship, and McCarthy is known for helping his district and surrounding areas. Veteran Republicans insist California won't suffer because of all the rhetoric. In Sacramento, Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong of the Central Valley says he's known the speaker for 20 years, and that Kevin's priorities are California's priorities. He was taken aback by Newsom's assertion that a McCarthy-led House will have little traction for California. Fong joins a chorus of California Republicans unimpressed with Newsom's budget proposal. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.